Welcome to another installment of This Is Not Normal on the Political Drain podcast with Drill Sergeant Doug, aka Admin Doug, a U.S. Army veteran, teacher, musician, and family man from Jamaica, now fights for justice and democracy through commentary and humor. Follow him on YouTube at Political Drain and at Sons of Liberty Official as Drill Sergeant, aka Admin Doug, continues to protect our freedoms.
What's up, YouTube? Drill Sergeant here. And today we're going to talk about RFK Jr., why he's a danger to his family, to himself, and this country, and why he should be put away for the rest of his life, and what you can do to help. First, the man. Ever since his uncle RFK's public assassination and his own father's murder, RFK Jr. seems to have a death wish, and like all unstable incel weirdos, who spend too much time looking up conspiracy theories in their neglectful mother's basement rather than actually getting loved by their mothers, he wants to include the entire country, if not the world, in his mass murder-suicide revenge tour. Yeah, his cousin John John was a symbol of the nation's loss, people, and it was immortalized in photos and footage of him saluting his father's casket, while Bobby Jr. was all but forgotten. Now, this must have caused a lot of trauma and conflict, but he's not handled any of it in a healthy way, to say the least. For most of his life, he's been tempting death upon himself while apparently having no concern about the risk to other lives. As a teenager, he used and sold drugs with friends and family. He even brags about how his heroin addiction helped him while studying in university. It's been suggested that his sexual addiction and infidelity with at least 37 women drove his first wife to suicide. Instead of getting into Dungeons and Dragons cosplay or Star Wars conventions like a normal traumatized nerd geek weirdo like myself, he raises and hunts with birds of prey and has a fetish for dead animals. He's famous for eating bush meat, people, including something that looked a lot like a roasted dog. Although he denies it, allegedly, he has scarfed down so many tuna sandwiches that he developed mercury poisoning. And we all know about the worm that ate part of his brain. No, that wasn't a meme. Yes, that's real. He used the brain worm excuse to get out of paying alimony to his second wife, who didn't commit suicide. When in a deposition in 2012, he said, "I have cognitive problems, clearly. I have short-term memory loss, and I have longer-term memory loss that affects me," unquote. But somehow, he can magically be healthy enough to get into politics. People, he played God with the lives of Samoans when he advised against taking the measles vaccine, which led to sickness and death, including children. Anyone, with a non-worm-eaten brain can see the red flags from miles away, and yet he has ridden his late father's tattered death shroud to the highest offices of the country, fueled by bullshit and anti-science conspiracy peddling. Earlier this month, he falsely asserted that the measles, mumps, and rubella MMR vaccine contains aborted fetus debris, and as measles rages, he advises taking large doses of vitamin A, which has already led to several children being hospitalized with vitamin A toxicity. And now he sits in a committee hearing telling the country, quote, "No one should take medical advice from me," unquote. What the fuck does that even mean? If no one should take medical advice from you, then why are you the head of the Health and Human Services Department of the United States of America? What the fuck does that mean? And when he's questioned, he demonstrates an utter lack of understanding of the department he's supposed to be leading.
The private rehab facility, like the one that you went to, would cost in today's dollar for that same treatment over $286,000 out of pocket, just for addiction treatment that I think we can all agree, Republican and Democrat, is absolutely necessary to make sure that we're keeping our communities safe. I bring this up because
there are many really gold star rehabs that do it for a tiny fraction, like $20,000 to $40,000 a month.
Mm-hmm. There you go. I bring this up because in my community, the average salary is $40,000. So most folks in my community can't even afford $20,000 or $40,000 per month.
We'll be right back right after these words from Herb Digital on our Twitch channel.
What up, Twitch? What up, Twitch? What up, Twitch? It's your boy, Herb Digital. Herb Digital. Herb Digital. Hopped out the Bionic 5, now I'm on iRacing Live. When I'm not dunking on incels or smacking racists, I like to settle down with a little music. If you want to catch me racing, oh, nobody can catch me racing. But if you want to see me racing, follow me. Twitch.tv/PoliticalDrainDigital. Knowledge is power.
So my man's got a problem. Lives by the bottle, that's the way it is.
And last but most importantly, practice your Second Amendment rights and learn how to protect yourself and your loved ones. Shit is getting real spooky out there. And your boy are vigilant for them games. Herb Digital out.
So my man's got a problem. Lives by the bottle, that's the way it is. Said his body's too old for working. Said his body's too young to look like his.
But people, maybe the most inexplicable thing he's done, and boasted about, mind you, was the child endangerment, if not abuse, of his own innocent grandchildren. Of all days, he chose Mother's Day to take the family on a fun trip to take a dip in Shit Creek. I mean, Rock Creek in D.C. This creek is notorious for being highly contaminated, human feces, and all the toxic byproducts of human fucking feces. Swimming in Rock Creek has been banned since the 1970s. In one picture, a young boy appears to be coughing while Bobby pats his back to help get rid of the filthy fluid out of his esophagus that partially ingested the sludge, bacteria, and raw sewage. This is from Self Magazine. Thanks to issues like trash accumulation, polluted runoff, and yes, sewage overflows, Rock Creek is known for high levels of bacteria and other infectious pathogens that make swimming, wading, and other contact with the water a hazard to human and pet health, according to the National Park Service. Besides E. coli, other potentially present pathogens include salmonella, viruses like rotavirus and hepatitis A, and parasites like Cryptosporidium, Giardia, and Toxoplasma gondii. According to Dr. Sullivan, that is. What's more, the water doesn't have to look visibly dirty or feel different on your skin to contain any of the above. So you can't know if you're in the clear just by eyeballing it. Dumbass! What's more, older people like Kennedy, who's 71, and young children, like his grandchildren, tend to be especially vulnerable to more intense illness and complications. End quote. But Bobby must know something we don't. He must, right? I mean, Fox host Jesse Waters must know a little bit about water too, right? Since he told his audience that the creek doesn't look like it's full of sewage to him. What are we doing? What are we doing? RFK Jr. himself isn't entirely to blame either. What the fuck is wrong with those family members, the kids' parents? The family also willfully disregarded National Park Service's rules and regulations, clearly stating that all park areas are closed to swimming, wading, and bathing by people and household pets. He arrogantly challenges conventional medicine by peddling in twisted lies to stay relevant, or I don't know, to project an image of himself as something he never was and never will be. Beloved Uncle Jack or Dad Robert, they gave their lives in service to the country. This guy is willing to give his grandchildren's life in service to himself out of spite and abandonment issues and his sense of entitlement to the lofty society his family once enjoyed and will happily let the Orange Julius take a shit on his family too. His siblings all spoke out publicly. They spoke out that he was unfit for any high office, but that didn't stop maggots from propelling him into the Mar-a-Lago cesspool. Oh, come to think of it, maybe that was a baptismal ritual we witnessed, huh? Not just a cool, refreshing shit dip with the dipshits. I really don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck if Junior wants to keep up his personal obsession with the Reaper, but he is now a proven danger to public health. He is already responsible for preventable disease and death, and has harmed innocent babies needlessly, abroad and at home, without conscience, without concern, without an apology even. If we can't get him out of his position, we can at least try to bury him with lawsuits. This is where you come in, starting with suspected child endangerment. You see, in D.C., while you can report suspected child abuse or neglect to authorities, you cannot directly file charges for child endangerment if you are not related to the child or have no legal standing in the situation. Only the police have the authority to make arrests and file criminal charges. This is according to the D.C. Child and Family Services Administration. If you believe a child is in danger, you should report your concerns to the CFSA, and they will determine if the situation warrants criminal charges. To report a suspected case of child endangerment, YouTube, in Washington, D.C., you should contact D.C. Child and Family Services Agency, CFSA, at 202-671-SAFE, 202-671-7233. The D.C. Law Library contains the legal framework for child abuse and neglect in Washington, D.C. I'll put it up here. And I suspect the good citizens who watch this show, if we can get it over a couple thousand, maybe you can do something for your community and for the children endangered by this brain worm addled fuckface with a death wish and a fantasy revenge tour murder suicide caused by a neglectful mother who never loved him as much as the other guy.
We'd like to thank everybody for your support. Thank you for subscribing, for pressing like, for sharing, and for everybody who's joined the channel. But one of the perks of joining at the truth teller level is that you get a special shout out on the show. So I want to shout those guys out right now. First, Tony Henderson. Thank you so much for being a truth teller. Casper Northerner. Thank you so much for being a truth teller. Scott Reese. Thank you so much for being a truth teller. Ainsworth Dudley Corr. Thank you so much for being a truth teller. And Laura Malcolm, thank you so much for being a truth teller. Also, you can help fund the resistance through Patreon. And in Patreon, we have a membership program that's called a partner level. I want to give a very special shout out to our partners who are helping to fund the resistance. Highlander, thank you so much for being a partner on Patreon. And Null Style, thank you so much for being a partner on Patreon. All right, stay tuned for this. We'll see you next time.
Hey! Yeah, you. Before you click away to watch someone unbox a tactical toothbrush, let's talk about something real. Political Drain isn't just another content mill. We're a digital front in a very real war. Not with bullets, but with ideas, with action, and with solidarity. We pair urgent news with critical education. And we build community around actual resistance, not the hashtag kind. The kind that moves. But here's the thing. None of this is free. It isn't. Behind every video is time, labor, research, and some weird guy asking if we're going to pay the hosting bill. And yeah, some of that money goes to things we can't necessarily say out loud. If you know, you know. Let's just say our special ops aren't Call of Duty LARPers. They're people making real moves to protect, uplift, and organize. You're not just funding a channel. You're funding a resistance network in a world where capital still calls the shots. Unfortunately, in a system built on artificial scarcity, even mutual aid has a price tag. And if we want to grow, if we want to win, we need your help. We need your help. So if you've got even a few bucks to spare, toss it our way. It's not for ads. It's not for merch drops. But for people making moves in the shadows so others can do it in the light. It's just us and you. So fund the mission. Fund the fight. Fund the future. Because nobody's coming to save us. We save each other. That's how this works. Follow us on all these things you see here, and our link tree is in the description. Maybe we can get some merch.
That was the Political Drain podcast, which can be heard on groovechillradio.com/political-drain and can be viewed on the Political Drain YouTube channel anytime. Once again, thank you for listening to Groove Chill as we resist fascism in any form, pursue democracy, peace, and love.